New guidance can help businesses make cutting greenhouse gases good for the bottom line, and changes to TSCA could mean trouble on the horizon for the chemical industry. Today is June 20th, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
EPA on Tuesday released guidance for companies who want to cut their emissions of greenhouse gases. The document, entitled A Business Guide to U.S. EPA Climate Partnership Programs, was developed in consultation with Businesses for Social Responsibility, a nonprofit business association. The guide features profiles on 35 EPA climate change-related partnership programs, as well as a table so companies can look up programs most appropriate for their industry and business objectives. According to the agency, each program profile defines the environmental value delivered by the program and the business case for participating, such as cost savings, operational efficiency, reduced business risk, newer expanded markets, enhanced reputation, and brand protection. EPA says there are currently more than 13,000 firms and other organizations participating in the agency's climate-related partnership programs. With the floodwaters receding across the drenched Midwest, the work at hand now moves to the cleanup effort, in which federal officials say the environmental business will play a leading role. As with Hurricane Katrina, the floodwaters in Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Missouri mix with sewage water and an array of chemicals stored in homes and businesses to create a toxic soup across the floodplain. Many of the water systems of these areas were polluted. According to USA Today, the only wastewater treatment plant in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, is offline and unlikely to be up and running for months. Waste and raw sewage is expected to continue to pollute waterways downstream of the city. Coming up, a report by NIEHS has prompted Democrats in the House of Representatives to draft a bill expanding federal powers for the control of BPA, an essential chemical in polycarbonates and epoxies. What's in the bill and who's affected? After a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
Following a report by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences of potentially harmful effects of bisphenol A, or BPA, congressional Democrats have introduced legislation to amend TSCA to impose new responsibilities on the chemical industry. The bill would affect companies that make polycarbonate plastic and epoxy resins. The Kids Safe Chemical Act, H.R. 6100, was introduced by Democratic Representative of California, Hilda Salas. The bill would require companies to demonstrate the safety of their products. According to the report, the degree to which BPA migrates from polycarbonate containers into liquid appears to depend more on the temperature of the liquid than the age of the container. The bill would impose restrictions on hazardous chemicals detected in newborn babies and empower the EPA and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to identify hazardous chemicals. The bill also would expand public access to information the government possesses on chemical hazards, cutting back on information industry can claim as confidential. Under the bill, the EPA would also be required to systematically review whether industry has met the burden of proof for all industrial chemicals within 15 years of adoption. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.